soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. Today is April 7, 2021. This is called an announcement. In early 2020, as the COVID-19 operation began, soon gatherings, as with, quote, churches, were limited and forbidden worldwide. God is so infinitely powerful and in control of all things. He allowed these things for certain reasons. He is able to flood the earth with water, but has said he would not do it again. He is able to flood the earth with fire and dissolve the entire heavens and earth, and he said he would. That's in 2 Peter 3:10 through 14. You can read Amos chapter 5 and understand that God comes to the place where enough is enough. He calls people to himself, not religion, not church, not Gilgal or Bethel. He says, seek me and live. That's why God allowed the churches to close worldwide for a season, because two reasons. One, it's time to see God and receive Jesus as Lord. Two, because religion ruins people, just as Jesus said about the religious masters seeking proselytes, crossing sea and land to do so. When they were finished, their subjects were twice the children of hell than their captors. Jesus says so in Matthew 23, verse 15. God knows many are about to die. The agenda is so despicably wicked and sinister. They will be allowed to accomplish the world government system of the beast for a season just before God eliminates them entirely. But if you listen carefully, they're telling you that the, quote, vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but a technology, will be necessary to continue ongoing until you die. That's their plan. And they're intending to alter the image and likeness of God that's recorded in human DNA. Their doctrine is destruction and death. They bring chaos in order to bring their wicked new world order. Order out of chaos. They believe in population extermination, though they rename it Planned Parenthood. Their targets are evidently proven, if you will look. The elderly, the disabled, mentally disabled or diminished, and certain ethnics as the blacks. Those who have put their trust in the world's leading liars are subject to their snare. Quote, evil persons believe the lawless. The ungodly give heed to their lying lips. Proverbs 17:4 in the Apostolic Bible Polyglot, the Greek text of the Old Testament. See, people that are simple-minded believe lies. People that do not love the truth believe lies. And people that hate God, the liars, believe the lies. But God cannot lie, and people should inquire of him for the truth and receive it, embrace it, and live it. But not to do so is certain death, because life is in Jesus Christ. He said, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. And that's John 5:24. Those who do not obey Jesus are under the wrath of God. John 3:36, Romans 1:18 through 36, Hebrews 3:18. Those who refuse to obey Jesus are literally spiritually dead even while they walk and talk for now. That is the fact. Choose life. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.